starting to sound like OnlyFans. Pictures of my feet.
I don't think it's going to be like that. Have a look at this chili.
This is one sexy chili.
Look at this chili.
Wait till I open it up.
No, I don't think so.
It's been too long.
Life.
I keep saying that every time, man. Every time I do one of these podcasts,
it's always long.
How long has it been? A few months now?
I don't know. What month are we in?
Goodness. Just gone June. First of June.
First of the month.
Almost middle of the year.
And I couldn't have seen you in May.
Well, you haven't met Barney. Today was the first time you met Barney.
Yeah.
Our new puppy.
Little devil.
Yeah.
Where is he?
He'll tinkle through in a second, I'm sure. Yeah, but you haven't met him.
He's sweet, yeah.
Yeah, he's sweet. It must have been a couple of weeks before that.
April, maybe. Before Easter? After Easter? Don't know. Cheers.
This year goes by so quick.
We're here
Cheers,
now.
Man. Well, yeah. Good to see you again.
Make the most of it.
Yeah. Although we did see you a little while back. That was an interesting event, the wedding.
Oh, yes. We went to Scotland. Of course we did.
Yeah. Couldn't do a podcast there, unfortunately. But
No. And it was a bit rushed. We flew up there or drove up there fast. And
yeah. That was a good trip.
Straight back down. Yeah, it was good.
And good event. That was probably the most unique wedding I've ever been to.
It was like a festival on Friday night.
It's overwhelming to see so much talent in one room. Yeah. There were bands, there were singers, everybody can play like five instruments, and you're sitting in the corner. Well,
I can write and read.
I can play a few chords on a guitar, but these guys.
Actually, you're not bad. I've seen you play before. You were quite good many, many years ago.
In my youth.
But they got friends that are just super talented. Yeah, no.
It's phenomenal.
Amazing.
It's mind-blowing. But yeah, so they're playing all those bands. I still actually have to edit that video and send them across because I filmed a little bit of it for them. But yeah, what an event that was. Yeah, you went too healthy the second night, Steve. What happened
there? Second night. I don't know. Just every now and then, feel a bit under the weather. I don't know.
Is that it?
It is.
Nothing to do with the night before.
No, Friday night was heavy, but I was fine until just the afternoon, sitting in the, when we were waiting for them to come through.
Oh, okay.
And I just started sweating, and it was just, I don't know, whatever.
So the hangover was gone. Nothing to do with it.
No.
Okay.
I think it's happened to me again recently. I probably need to go to the doctor.
Hot flushes.
Yeah.
Menopause.
Yeah, it might be. I'm of an age. Might be.
Yeah, good to have you back. But you must have seen quite a difference outside.
Thanks for the little walk around. That was good. Things have grown since I was here last. In fact, when I was here last, we were talking diesel heaters, weren't we?
And man, I'm happy with that. I'm so pleased with that. I need to probably do a quick video just rounding up what my thoughts are, because the video I did on it was me putting it together and having the idea of, using a diesel heater to heat my grow space. And man, what a success.
Brilliant.
I worked it out because during that time, when we first started out, I remember putting the pricing up. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was around about £1 per liter for kerosene.
Mm.
And that's come down now to 60p per liter for kerosene. Wow. So I was paying about 70p a day for heating, compared to last year using electricity, and that was about £5 a day.
Wow.
Which would be a lot more this year because electricity prices are a lot more than they were last year. Mm. So, the diesel heater did a fantastic job. And I was going to use one because I actually have a second one, which I'm just going to use as a spare for my grow shed, because I was going to use that inside my small greenhouse for heating to keep the frost away. But I didn't really need to. We've had such amazing weather for a little while now. So I kind of took a chance and didn't use it. And thankfully it worked out. Maybe next year. We'll see. But yeah, I'm so pleased with how it worked in the little grow space.
Well, it definitely worked. And I think you had some trouble with some seedlings and then you managed to pick it up again.
Yeah, there was a few seedlings that had a few problems. Mm-hmm. And as always, every year when I'm starting my seedlings, it's always the question of, am I starting too soon? Am I starting too late? And, even though I've been doing this as many years as I have, I still have those feelings. I know other people do as well, because I see those comments on my channel. And it's you never know when you're doing it exactly right.
Yeah.
But it helps if you do document previous years and you see when did you plant them last year and the year before. And that's one of the reasons I actually started doing my grow updates on my channel was to document that.
Log the dates.
And I use those. Mm. I go back to 2018, 2019, and I'll have a look through, or last year, and I'll have a look through and see, well, when did I actually start those seeds? And when did I take them outside? And it definitely helps, gives you a bit of a peace of mind.
But if you've got the date, then what about the weather? Because the weather changes every year. So
that's another reason. That's why I track all my temperatures. Okay. So with all my automation, I've got all my temperatures for the last 6 years, like daily. I mean, I track it every 30 seconds, but I consolidated and average it out on a like per hour basis. So I have data going way back. I can track everything. The problem is where we've moved now, it's further north than we were, so obviously down in Bedfordshire.
Yeah.
So the last frost date here is actually about a week and a half, 2 weeks later than it is down further south.
Okay.
You wouldn't think it would be such a difference, but yeah, it does. And
it's not that far at the end of the day, but
no, it makes a difference. An hour and a half.
Yeah.
But it does make a difference. And last frost dates, last average frost dates are, you know, it's about 2 weeks in. So in Bedfordshire, I'm pretty sure it was early April. And here it's the first week of May. That's the last frost date.
Amazing.
That's a big difference. So you have to keep in.
So you got to adjust.
Have to adjust. And also just after a few years, I'll get the idea. Because you also have microclimates. You don't just have your climate where your general region of Lincolnshire, which is where we are. It's also specifically where we are. It's affected by, you know, could be trees around us. It could be a lot of different things. So if I just keep monitoring the temperatures, after a few years, I'll have that nailed down and I'll know exactly, you know, actually, you know, first week of May, that doesn't seem right. For me, it's probably third week of April. And then I know that I can do it about a week or two before that. Because again, that's the point of having a greenhouse. Greenhouse doesn't magically make you have amazing plants. What it does is extends your season. So you can do it a few weeks before, and you can leave them in there for a few weeks or months, even after most people, their plants are dead because they're outside the rain and the cold and all that sort of thing.
Well, you must have done well because the plants are looking brilliant.
I am pleased. Really, I was worried for a bit. I was worried because, again, I did start them a little bit later this year. Again, because I was worried about heating costs. And next year, I think I will start my super hots a little bit earlier. But my others, like the capsicum and nerms, the capsicum frutescens, so that's the periperis, the jalapenos, cayenne, that sort of thing. The things that have shorter seasons, I'll start them as late as I did this year. So,
have you got many jalapenos?
Loads.
Ah, brilliant.
Well, I fell in love with the one that I've been isolating and crossing for the last few years. Last year, I absolutely fell in love with it. Finally, I got exactly what I was looking for.
Oh, nice.
Because you're looking for things. It depends. Oh, from what I was looking for in a jalapeno, I was looking for something that germinates quickly, that grows vigorously and has amazing growth, and these definitely do. And they produce pods that are large and tasty.
Has to have the grape. Them up.
Yeah. And they need to have a good spice.
Yeah.
I've had a mix of different characteristics in some of the ones that I've grown in previous years where they might be large, but they don't actually have a lot of heat. Or they're very small and they have a lot of heat.
Too hot,
Or they become a small plant, you don't get a lot of produce off it. Or they take forever to ripen.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I'm really pleased with the ones we got last year. That's why this year I've got like about 30 plants
that
I've planted. So, yeah. I'm also going to be making some sauces. I use it. I know you don't like sriracha, but I use it for that type of thing. And it makes fantastic sauce, especially when you let them ripen. Because again,
they go red.
I don't know why I get surprised by this, but people still have this assumption that jalapenos are green. That's what they ripen to. That's not a ripe jalapeno.
That's normally when you pick them, they're green.
But that's when they pick them because they do take so long to ripen fully, and it's expensive for these growers to wait a quarter of the time that the plant has spent, because it's basically it's a 60 to 70 day plant to get to your green jalapenos, and then another almost a month sometimes to ripen fully.
Yeah,
same thing with bell peppers.
They taste brilliant green. So
I've got no problem with the green ones. I've got no problem with that. But when you're ripening them to red, I would say you're competing with cayenne in terms of flavor.
No, different flavor.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So I've got plenty of those. Got a lot in the hydroponic system. So I've got a real mix of hydroponics.
Buckets everywhere. And those hydroponic ones, were truly crazy, impressive. Isn't it? They were really good.
Yeah. I've got a lot of growing systems this year. And that makes it tough when I'm doing my garden update videos. If I did it the way I would like to do it personally and not worry about, you know, the fact that I do this as a job, right? I mean, this is my career now. Then those videos would be about 30 minutes, 40 minutes long. But if somebody comes to my channel that's never watched a garden update video, doesn't know who I am, and goes and watches one of my videos, they see it's 40 minutes long. Firstly, they're probably not going to click on it. Secondly, they're going to start watching. And if I'm just wandering through my stuff and going through all the different things I'm doing, it's not going to interest them if they have no idea who I am.
Yeah, that's for the people that...
But the people that watch me,
from the beginning.
Absolutely. They would walk through it with you. Give us a longer video. I keep getting told that, you know, as long as you can, you know, just make it long. Go for it. We love watching it. But that's the challenge. So now I have to try and keep those videos around 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 16 minutes. I think the last one was 16 minutes.
Just do them more often.
Then people are saying, oh, we want to see these other videos. I mean, that's the challenge as well, right?
No, you just need to make more than one a day.
Well, actually, that's something that I'm trying to do at the moment. I don't know why I need the glasses. I know what you look like.
Well, you may want to look something up.
Then I'll keep my glasses there. But, the fact is that I'm sweating.
Well, have a drink. You're probably
dehydrated. That's what it is.
Have a look. Dehydrated. So you're going to do more than one a day?
Well, there's a couple of things I'm thinking about doing. And, you know, doing YouTube is an interesting beast. There's these balances you have to try and strike. There's the things I'm interested in. And, I don't let out any content that I don't love doing. Right?
Yeah.
You know, even the sponsorships that I have, I will not agree to do a sponsorship unless it's about something I really want to test out and check out.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not passionate about it, if I don't enjoy it, then you know it's going to come across. I'm not just doing this.
But you do have a broad range of passion, don't you?
So yeah, it covers off quite a lot.
Worms,
worms, chilies, vegetables, motorbikes, sauce making, tech.
So where I am
at the moment is I'd like to put out more than one video a week. That was my intention when I first quit my career was. I want to put out more than one video a week.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be every week, but most weeks. And I haven't been able to do that because there's the other side of my character, which says
I want to sleep. Yeah.
Well, I don't get any sleep with this dog now.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
But it's my character of just trying to, try and create videos that I'm extremely proud of. Trying to improve one thing at least on every video. That's always been my mantra.
That's the other thing, though, is the quality of the video that you make.
And I don't necessarily think I need to have the quality that I have. I'm not Spielberg.
But that is part of my channel, right?
It's part of, personally, I need to. But I think my viewers would say, we don't care, just give us more content. We love watching what you're doing. That's great. But my plan here is, number one,
I'll stop you there. I know you'll always look to make the video better. Every time you make one, you're always trying to improve it, make it better. Improve the sound, improve the picture, improve what you do, the way you do it. So, but that's just your nature.
That's not going to change, and that's because I enjoy the videography side of it. It's that's what keeps me interested in this.
But doesn't that slow you down a bit?
It does, but that's what I'm saying. So these are the two options I have. Number one, I'm thinking to get an editor. I've been wanting to do that for a while. That'll take a lot of the pain off because an average video. On the low end, if it's a easy video for me to do, it's probably about 5 hours, 6 hours of editing. If it's one of my more complex videos where it's multiple days over a long period of time, like my sauce videos or some of my other cooking videos, that sort of thing, where I'm preparing something and it takes multiple days of filming, those can be 16, 20 hours of editing. And that stops me from doing other things, right?
I mean, I'd love to help, but I just can't.
Keep trying to get Mrs. Chili Chump to get involved filming or something. So that's one option is get an editor.
It's a lot of time, yeah.
But I don't want to get a cheap editor.
Are you ever going to be happy with that person?
But that's the thing. If I get a good quality editor, they cost money. My channel is not in that position that I'm making the sort of money that I need to justify that. But do I just take that leap and hope that the results will justify the means? Then the second option is simplify what I'm doing, right? do the quicker videos. I have a good friend. You'll be chuffed to hear me mentioning his name. Naturally JB. I think you've seen him. He's helped me out here before potting up last year.
Yeah.
But he has a channel, yeah. Naturally JB, and it's really chilled out channel. He's been trying something on his channel lately where he's putting out like 4 or 5 videos a week. But he's just going in, getting a video done.
Do a video.
Quick edit and putting it out. Nothing fancy on it. And yeah, it's working for him. He's doing really well. So
I suppose people want to see. They want to consume
content. I get it.
You know, either walk around or information that you can learn from. It's difficult. It must be difficult. I don't know, but it must be difficult to balance that.
I have to change my mindset
and volume.
I have to change my mindset a little bit because when I create a video, my mind, and I've always had this in my mind, one of the reasons why I try and make these videos as good as I can, as my capability at that time, because if you go back 4 years, my videos aren't where they are today.
Mm.
But at that time, I thought they were amazing. I would never have released a video unless I thought it was a really good edit. But I have this mindset that when I put a video out, it's there forever, right? Mm. You know, my videos, most of my views today are still from some source videos that I put out like 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Any chance we can delete some of them?
But people are going there watching those. Yeah. Oh, no, people love those. We've got to do some.
We need to eat some more wings. That's for sure. What you got? That treat. Cool, that's a noise.
Nice little treat for later, as a podcast. Yeah, look at this visual. But people that are watching on YouTube, there's 2x spicy. I did try and get the 3x spicy. They have a hotter one.
I'm glad you didn't.
These are noodles that are apparently really, really spicy. So
I can't read the writing. Hot chicken flavor ramen. Okay.
Ramen noodles.
Is it
2x spicy?
Is it
Bulldog.
Hot? We're not wasting our time with heat here. I don't want just...
I've been dying to try them. Apparently, they have a good spice. I think we've done hotter, but...
I mean, it's not our staple diet. We don't choose to eat noodles.
We don't normally do noodles very often, do we?
We like meat, like wings and things, but we'll have a go.
We'll have a go after this. There you go. Starter. We're doing wings later.
But I don't like to eat on an empty stomach, so...
we'll sort that out in a sec. We're going to try those. We're going to do more of those videos. And that's the other thing as well. What's been a bit of a challenge is with me moving out to Lincolnshire. Mm. Obviously, it's quite a distance from everyone. We're a bit closer to you, actually.
Yeah.
But like Simone and Andre.
Similar. No, same distance. It's 2 hours, basically.
Is it 2 hours from you to us?
It's a triangle.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But no, we need to do those because, I mean, that's some of my favorite videos. I love when everybody gets together and we have fun. I mean, those videos to make are as fun as they look.
Yeah.
You know, as people that are watching. And that's why people enjoy it, because they can see it's genuine. I mean, there's not...
Yeah, and videos aside, it's just nice to get together and have a barbecue or Brian.
Oh, that's always
just
always
enjoy good. Ourselves. Are we having wings tonight?
We're doing wings tonight. Yeah, I've got a
Deep
few sauces.
Deep fat fryer or...
No, barbecue. Barbecue. Bry. You're turning more British by the day, Steve.
Oh, I've been here 20-odd years. I feel British. Nearly. I might get a passport soon.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, that's another story.
Mom's as well. What are you doing?
Mom's is done.
You're going through a few life moments these days, aren't you?
What, getting a passport?
Well, no, it's not that.
I do need to renew it.
Motorbike license. So,
that was today.
Yeah.
My first day
lesson. How to ride a motorbike.
First lesson.
Which I find hilarious. We've been riding motorbikes since we were young. I mean, I was 3 years old. 3 years old when I first got on a little Pee-wee 50 and straight into a tree.
That's right. I think you had a fence as well.
Yeah. Oh, there's a few things I hit, I'm sure. I couldn't stare at the thing. I was 3.
That's true. Yeah, you did.
But we were young. Our dad has been, riding motorbikes all his life, and he always encouraged us if we wanted to.
It was good fun.
We did. And then you haven't really ridden since you've come to this country, so about 20 years.
20-odd years.
And I've decided.
I haven't ridden yet.
What made you decide, actually?
Dad's got a bike. You got a bike. My son's got a bike. My other son wants a bike. I need a bike.
Okay.
So I just think it would be nice for us, and hopefully my eldest will be ready in the next year or so to do a trip to Germany.
That'd be awesome.
I just think you, me, Dad, Matthew, if he's got a bike at that point, a decent bike that'll go there. He's on a 125
now. I think it's more the worry
now.
Is Robert, isn't it? Because he's
he won't
the
be
scooter.
Going. No, he won't okay. go. But Matthew's the one that, maybe.
Well, he's really, I mean, I've never seen him so passionate about something than he was talking about motorbikes. So
yeah, no, he loves bikes, but he's got a 125, so yeah. No good going to Germany.
No.
but if he does his A2, I think it is, an A2 license, where he can ride something more powerful.
But then they're restricted, right?
Yeah, it's restricted.
Like 50 horsepower or something.
For a year, and then he can do the next license. Okay. But if he can do that, then we can all go. I just think that'd be good. I don't think Dad would be driving forever or riding forever.
No, and we've got to make the most of it. He will give it up at some point.
Yeah.
Last year he did Spain. I would have loved to have done that with him.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
He went through the... Oh, no, you say.
He did try and get us to come with him. Him and his motley crew.
Yeah, they went again this year without him.
Yeah.
He didn't go. But, I mean, at 70 years old, he's doing well. He's fitter than most.
Yeah, no, I hope I'm still doing it when I'm that age. It's incredible.
Yes. He's at the gym every other day.
Yeah.
Bowling every other day. So no,
must be all the spicy food he ate as a youngster. It's keeping him young.
Must be. So yeah, the plan is we all go on a trip to Germany and back, and I think that would be
the B500.
That'd be brilliant. So
yeah, but you haven't done any of those routes. Oh yeah, you have in the van.
I have in vans and cars and things, but yeah. Yeah, I've been all over Europe in a van, which
yeah,
slightly different to a bike. Different. Yeah,
but the B500, we love that. So we did a big old trip around Europe, and that was one of my favorites.
Yeah. It
was riding that road, just beautiful twisty road.
I don't even want to think about it until I finish getting this.
It's exciting. Oh
doing
yeah,
this test.
Well, this is what's funny. So I had to do that test as well when I came to this country. I've been riding since. I mean, I got my license. I think the day after I turned 18, I got my proper full bike license. I've been riding since I was 16.
Yeah.
We had the learners. What do they call it?
Well, you do your driving tests, your car driving test, and then you can ride a bike.
Yeah. So when we came over to the UK, when they converted my license from a South African driver's license to a UK one, and for anyone that's from South Africa that's ever thinking of coming over here, when they transfer your license from South African license to a British license, make a point of asking them to keep your capabilities that they have on the license, because I lost all of mine. Actually, I'm allowed to drive a truck, apparently. Somehow.
That's because you're old.
Yeah. Yeah, like an articulated.
No.
Yes.
No, maybe they made a mistake.
But they got rid of my motorbike license, and I didn't think anything of it at the time. So then I had to, when I decided I wanted to get a bike again, suddenly I had to get my bike license, which... Doing your bike license when you're 18 is fun. Doing your bike license when you're 30 or
try when you're 50.
You're not 50 yet.
No, not yet.
But doing it when you're older,
yeah.
it's weird. It's so weird. It's like somebody trying to teach you how to ride a motorbike again.
It's unbelievable. Some fella on my shoulder and I'm going, oh, dear. And then I stalled and, honestly.
That's because nerves.
I felt like I couldn't ride.
But you actually haven't ridden for quite a long time.
But I haven't ridden for 20-odd years on the road, so it's
good. It's good refresher. It's good refresher.
Really good. Going back to the theory test, that was amazing. Honestly, I'm so glad I did that because there's so many rules and signs that I didn't know about.
Like we were saying earlier, amazing. I think – people that come from other countries to live in this country, they should do a theory test. Because when I did that, I never had to do anything. I just, when I converted my license to be able to drive in this country, they just swapped it out for a British license. Done.
Yeah, and then you just guess and the rest.
The signs are a little different out here than they are in South Africa.
Yeah. There's no four-way stops.
Which it was a bit worrying when you're coming out of that theory test or when you're actually studying for it. And it's like, oh, did you know this?
Yeah. What's this?
And you got Mr. Chilicham saying, yeah, I learned that when I was 18. Wow, so that means national limit. Interesting.
I had the one with the zebra crossings.
Oh, there's so many.
And I thought, okay. You know, we come from South Africa, Zimbabwe. There's zebra crossing.
The zebra crossing.
Okay, you go zebra crossing. That's good. There's no zebras. Go. Come here, and it's a toucan crossing, a puffin crossing, a pelican crossing, a zebra crossing. There's so many. You've got to learn out what each one means. Wow. Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
I learned a lot, actually. I really enjoyed that. And I enjoyed it. I mean, it was nerve-wracking, especially
it's valuable.
That new part of the theory test where they test your awareness.
The perception thing,
where they play a video and you have to press the button.
That was something else.
And then eventually you're figuring out how the computer is actually working.
What do they want?
Rather than what you're trying to do. And then you can figure it out. But that's a hell of a test.
Yeah, that was different. Because everything was a, potential hazard.
There's somebody driving.
And if you go too early, it doesn't pick it up.
No. Yeah, it's like you see someone just edging out a driveway. Oh, press it. No, we have to wait till we can see half the car and then you press it.
Yeah. Ugh. So, it's a process. So, day one today, day two Sunday, day three Tuesday, and then the final day to be confirmed. But nearly there. I'll be done.
So, today was the first day of practice. Training.
Yeah, training.
And then Sunday you got second day of training. And then Tuesday is that training and mod one?
Yeah, both. So, they give you a little warm-up prep. And then you do the first module.
Okay.
And then the next one is the one on the road, second module, but you got a bit of training beforehand. So it's essentially two full half days, and then a training session and a test. So.
Okay. Yeah, and the bike you used is a two-stroke.
It was, Kawasaki 650 two-stroke.
Because Dad always said to us, he's had a lot of bikes in his life, loads of some really fast bikes. And yeah, he said that the scariest bike he's ever ridden was a 500 two-stroke.
Oh, the CR 500, by far. I've rode that as well. It is horrendous. I mean, it was nothing like that. This Kawasaki wasn't like that. A bit
more gentle.
Yeah, it wasn't anywhere near like that. That was... That's
like a narrow power band.
That CR250 was dangerous. No, this was all right. This was fine. I'm going to try the four-stroke next time.
Yeah, but a bit smoother to ride. Yeah, I mean, especially if you are doing those tests and the mod one, that you'd want something that's
the weaving and the braking.
Predictable.
We'll see.
But I've got to get my bike out. It's been, since we moved here, it's been parked.
You haven't ridden it yet?
Nope.
Oh, dude.
Well, I've marked it off road, and so it's sawn, they call it. So I don't have to pay road tax. But yeah, I need to get it back.
You've got
to
use it.
I need to get it started because I'm worried about that. You know, sitting for that long, the oil's going to be sitting nice in the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, we need to. Well, once I've got this, we'll talk about the next step and then see where we go.
I'd love to do a big trip. Are you thinking you're getting the same bike I got?
I think so, yeah. I think that suits our frame and what we like.
Just for what you want to do. And honestly, it's got to be some of the most fun I've had. I know, I've had sport bikes, and so have you. You had that CB1000.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah, at this age, not so much.
But it's not. But you can have as much fun with these. The thing is that because you're quite a bit higher up, it feels faster than it actually is. And you get to throw it around and you start realizing what the joy of riding motorbikes are. It's not about how fast you can go. Anybody can go fast in a straight line. That's easy. But it's like when we're up in the Alps, throwing that bike around a corner, coming on a U-bend, and it's sticking to the road, and it's just beautiful. So much fun, and you don't need to be going fast for that. It's just enjoyable. We got passed by Harleys. I mean, there's a lady on a Harley. She just flew past us. Now, those things aren't exactly
Harleys aren't too quick, but
she was kicking just shows
how slow you were. Anyway.
Well, it wasn't me. It was somebody else that was along for the ride with us.
But no, the dream is we'll go to Germany and back.
We'll do that. But I'd like to do some longer trips as well. I want to do that.
That's long enough.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Come on.
Italy. You mean Swiss Alps, Italy. Yeah.
Swiss Alps. Lovely. Swiss Alps. You really want to do the Swiss Alps into Italy. That's
good. I've done it in a car and a van.
Yeah. Coming down. Beautiful. You go over the mountain. It's like when we did it was snow on the top of the mountain, like coming up the mountain from Switzerland. And then right at the top of the mountain, there's snow all on the ground, and we were kitted up, and we had jerseys and jackets underneath our biking gear. And then you start coming down the mountain into Italy.
And it's warm.
When you start seeing the Italian police in shorts and short-sleeve shirts, you realize, probably should have less kit on. We were sweating. We just unzipped everything, just let the air come through. It was roasting.
Yeah, temperature difference is amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. There's just so much to do in Europe. I can imagine that's what it's like in America.
There's just so much. Stunning.
People make fun of Americans for not having passports, but
Don't need one.
You don't need one
around America. You got
You've got so everything. You've got the mountains. You've got the ocean. You've got you've got snow if you want. You want to go skiing? Mm. You can find that. You know, it's incredible.
I wouldn't mind riding around there.
That's always been a dream. That's something maybe actually for the channel. That's one of the things I wanted to do when I quit my job and I wanted to start giving this a go full time. I want to do a nice, like a 3-month trip in America.
That'd be good.
Mrs. Chilichop's got to come with me, and unfortunately, she's working still at the moment. But doing a 3-month trip, just a, like a proper road trip, might be on the bikes.
You can't grow chilies if you're away for 3 months either.
Well, that's it. But doing it in the out of season, if I time it right, you know, and like now at the moment, everything's in its final parts. I have automation going. I can manage it. I just need somebody to come and check on it, you know, every few days. We'll just get that sorted. But going around America and, you know, just seeing. They have just so much going on there. Some of the restaurants with, you know, the world's hottest wings or world's spiciest burger. I'd love to do all that stuff and film it. I think people would love to see that. So I want to do that and then also just visit. It'd be great to visit some of my viewers and see what they're doing. You know, I mean, there's so many people that have some big old grows that they're doing, and just to be able to see them in person, that'd be awesome. So, yeah, one day. So you're aware of what's happening on Sunday, right?
Yeah, you've got a live stream.
Johnny Scoville.
Johnny Scoville. Now, I've heard the name before.
Yeah, he's a legend in the chili eating space.
So what made him contact you to try and
No, I contacted him.
I know.
Well, I honestly, every time I get the opportunity to speak to him, you know how I felt about Troy Primo. You know, that was a real privilege. And then... you know, me reaching out to Johnny Scoville and just chancing my luck and hopefully...
That's brilliant. He said yes.
And he said yes. And, you know, it's awesome. And
excellent.
Just, I honestly, will never take it for granted, the privileged position I'm in, to be able to have those sort of conversations with people like him. You know, it's awesome. But yeah, he's coming on the channel and I've had a, I've had a brief pre-call. And what a lovely guy. Really lovely guy. And,
excellent. What does he do? Obviously.
He eats a lot of hot stuff.
eats chili, but does he grow or is he just
He hasn't had a chance, from the conversation I had, he hasn't really had a chance to grow too much. He's been busy. There's a few projects that I'm aware of and I can't really talk about too much. But they'll be – people will be very much aware of them in the next few months. It's going to be exciting stuff.
That'll be fun. Yeah, I'll look forward to that.
He sent over – so I spoke to him and his business partner who's involved with things like the – what's it? The Death Nut Challenge. So this is – it's peanut – Death Nuts. So basically it's peanuts.
I don't think you should be eating them.
Oh, I know, man. But
– Death Nut.
They're basically coating these in crystals and capsaicin and a bunch of other stuff going on. It's ridiculously hot. So he was going to send me over some of the stuff. He's got Death Nut, and there's a few others that he's got as well. And, that parcel arrived today, and everybody's going to hear about this on Sunday, but you were here when I opened it.
Is that the one?
Yep. We've got sewing machine parts for some reason that have been put in there. Brilliant. And we're both very confused. I've just had a message, actually, when we were in the break. I just had a message from Johnny because I sent him some photos. I said, I'm perplexed.
I can see
this is from you guys. But, I've got some sewing machine equipment. I've got a motor in there and, I don't know.
Foot pedal.
How does that happen? I just do not understand.
Career's a bit busy, bit tired, a bit confused.
Very confused.
I forgot to bring that whiskey you got me.
Which one?
Scorchio. Yeah, Scorchio whiskey.
Have you tried it?
No, I was going to bring it and try it. Oh, next time.
Fun.
Haven't opened it yet.
Alcohol with spirits in. Actually, I don't mind beer.
What with chili?
Alcohol with spirits in. I mean, alcohol with spice in it.
Yeah.
Is not really my thing. No. I had that rum. That was ridiculous.
Awful.
The Reaper rum.
We had that. Yeah.
But I've had some chili beer that actually wasn't too bad. That's quite useful, actually, if you're drinking chili beer after you're eating something stupidly hot. It kind of helps.
Okay.
I found it.
Maybe chili.
That was the first video I did with Andre where we were eating chilies.
Yeah, normal chilies.
We had that video. I remember that. I've got lots of behind the scenes stuff on that because we filmed the whole thing. I just left the camera on, and then Simon messing around. And, okay. Yeah, but I brought a massive tray of all these chilies we're going to do. We got halfway through.
I remember seeing a picture.
And I was like, we're not doing the rest because, man, I'm in pain. Andre was in the toilet and I
battled that. You and him should do that again, just with raw chilies that you grow.
No, raw chilies are the worst.
And I'll film.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was mentioning to you earlier, you don't know the full story of this. So I obviously do a series on my channel about checking out chili sources. I also do checking out chilies and, you know, and it's just to give my opinion on it, what it tastes like and that sort of thing. But the one with the chili sources, that's good fun.
That's, you got bucket loads.
Oh, I've got so many. Yeah. I've got about 90, I say about 90 sources that I've got lined up ready for me to check out. Some amazing ones, some that look awful, that, cheap crap. You know, there's been a few that I've had that were really bad. And one of them that I had was buffalo. It's called buffalo sauce. It was not buffalo. But it's called buffalo with one F, and it was a Mexican sauce, and I really did not like it. And it was all proud to be Mexican, all that on the front of it. So I had that sauce, and I rated it pretty badly.
Okay. I won't have any.
It was salty. It just wasn't good. There's a couple of people defending it in the comments, as always. And people have their passion, and that's fine. You know, hey, there's different courses for different horses, right? And I'm all for that. I give my opinion based on what I think, and that's it. And I try and be as fair as I can.
If it's close to where you grow up, you would defend it as
maybe.
Well.
Or maybe you haven't tried. Yeah, I mean,
or if someone didn't like your sauce, I'd probably defend it.
Except the sriracha, right? Listen, and people are free to not like my sauces and that sort of thing, right? But, you know, from my perspective, I get to try hundreds, thousands of sauces, you know, not only because of what I do on my channel, but in the past, I've always had hot sauces. I've always done these things, right? And as part of my research for what I do in terms of making hot sauce for my business, I have to know what's out there, what is possible, and what works, what doesn't, rather than me experimenting for years and years and years. So I do have a fairly balanced view with what I like, what I don't like, and with my opinions.
Well, I suppose you've got a big memory bank of different sources that you've tried.
And I know what I like, right? So with the buffalo one, I was like, I gave my opinion. It wasn't really good. But there were I said if there are some Mexican sources that you can recommend, tell me in the comments. Let's try it out. And one of them was Valentino. There was a couple others in there as well, which I actually have already filmed. So people haven't seen that yet. I have filmed it. I have to just edit it and get it out. But the one that was there was Valentino hot sauce.
Okay.
And I thought, well, you know, I'd looked it up. Valentino, I have tried the basic Valentino, and it's nice, but it's only like 500 Scoville. It's not hot. Oh, okay. It's like
real mild.
For me, I don't see any spice in it. Yeah. I don't taste any spice. It's basically ketchup. Kind of, but it's got a nice flavor. It's a really nice flavor. But I found that Valentina does a black version, so Valentina Black Label, which is their Muy Picante, this their hotter version, which comes up to about 30,000 Scoville. So I thought, well, let me try that one. So I did. I bought that one, and I tried it out. And a part of that video, I said, I'm just dragging this out because it's been going on for a little while. So I did a video on that.
On the other one. Okay.
And I said in the video, because I try and give a common frame of reference, because not everyone has tried the Valentino. But most people in the world, you haven't, but most people in the world have tried Tabasco. So I use that as a frame of reference for the cooler sauces. If I was going hotter sauces, I'd use a different frame of reference. So I said in that video, it is a bit hotter than Tabasco, but still, it's not ridiculously hot. And then some dude decided that he's going to tell me that it's not, that Tabasco is much hotter. It's a much spicier sauce. And, you know, and it was a bit of back and forth. I said, well, subjectively and objectively, it is definitely not hotter than the Valentina Black Label. Because it's outright, I mean, Valentina Black Label is between 15,000 and 30,000 Scoville, whereas Tabasco is 3,500 to 5,000 Scoville.
Yeah.
And also, I can taste it. I've eaten enough Tabasco in my life, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a bit of back and forth. And then eventually he said, he made a comment saying, well, you know, go try a teaspoon of both and then come back to us with your new answer. So I'm like, sure. And I made a YouTube short where I was trying them.
Is that where it was? Okay. Yeah.
So I tried them out, and it's like, well, up front, Tabasco is probably a bit sharper. It's got quite a sharp up front heat. But good it fades away quite well. Oh, it's fantastic for eggs. But I use it for salt, you know, like on chips. I use it on chips. Great. And then you try the Valentino, and up front, it's a slow burner. It builds and builds and builds. And then, you know, it's a bit hotter. It's not hot, but it's hotter than Tabasco.
What chilies does it use?
I can't remember right now. But it's definitely a bit hotter. So I made that point, and there you go. Done the video. But it's just dealing with comments like that. I mean, I know I probably should just ignore them, right?
Now, that was going to be my next question. But there's two ways. Just ignoring comments.
There's two ways to think about it, right? If you don't respond to people, then you're not respecting the fact that they took the time to actually do this. Maybe he legitimately
thought. And you do like to interact with people, don't you?
I made a point in that short that maybe he's thinking about the original Valentino, not the black label. And I kept making that point. But I made that point in the comment as well. So I was trying to give him an out, like, oh, that's maybe what you think about. And yes, absolutely. Tabasco is hotter than Valentino Basic, right? Well, 100%.
Maybe you're both right.
No, I'm right. Now, I am right about something, listen, if there's something that I could be on the fence and it could be like, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, I'm willing to take it. Hey, I'm all for it, right? You don't learn anything in life if you think you're right with everything. But the same thing with comments. I know I should ignore a lot of them, but it's just, it's so tough. It really is tough because what do you do? What do you do in that situation? You have someone that's making that point. That video at that point had about 25, 30 comments. So anybody that would go into the comments would see that comment. Mm. And if they haven't tried Tabasco or they haven't tried Valentino, or maybe they have tried Tabasco and they haven't tried the Valentino Black, and they think that I'm just bullcrapping, right? That I'm just speaking on my backside. You know, that's – and I know I shouldn't give a damn.
All you can do is give your opinion as you see it, and that's it. The rest of it doesn't matter. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
And those that want to take your frame of reference and the way you do it will take it. The others won't.
And that's the other problem. I don't know whether this guy had actually watched my channel at all in the past or if this was his first video that he's ever seen of mine. But he might not know who I am and the experience I have, right? He might assume that I'm just some dude that decided all of a sudden, hey, I'm going to go and review a hot sauce.
Yeah.
But hey, it's all good
fun. Or maybe he's followed you for years and he's listening to you now going, cool, he's talking about me for a long time.
Well, is that I'm about done with the amount of effort and time I've spent on this situation, so I'm done. But it did make me think, because it's something I've actually been wanting to do for a little while. You know, when I do a live stream, obviously I get a lot of people asking questions and I can't get to all of them. So, you know, we talked about this before where I did like an Instagram live reel sort of thing where I rattled off a bunch of answers to questions that I hadn't been able to get to in the past. That didn't really go down too well. And then I thought, well, maybe YouTube Shorts would be a good way to do that. So I might do that in the future. But at the same time, I was thinking, well, it'd be a good way to respond to certain comments, because I get a lot of comments that are challenged me on certain things. And that's great. I'm happy to be challenged on certain things. And if it's something that's easy to prove, then, hey, I'll do it, right?
So I've been wanting to talk to you about it for a while now, and I've sent you a couple of things, but what about Twitter Spaces?
I haven't really seen that. So, what is that?
So obviously Elon's taken over. He's made a lot of changes, makes changes on a weekly, monthly basis. Now he has Twitter Spaces where you can run – so you could do your podcast on there, but you can have it interactive so people can talk to you. Whoever's on there can – listen to you, talk to you, ask questions, and you can interact freely with everyone.
What video?
I know video is introduced, but yeah, it must be now.
I'll have a look.
It was audio only, but it's now.
I mean, you have similar features. So even on my Discord server, there's the ability to have a room kind of thing where you can create an event. And it's like you're doing a TED Talk sort of thing or whatever. But
that's only those people in there.
And people in the – yeah. So it's not public. This is everyone. Necessarily. Yeah. I'll try that out. About making the time. It's got to be easy for me to just jump into. If I'm like outside in the garden and, hey, I have a few minutes, let me have a drink while I have a chat with you guys, I'm happy to do that sort of thing. But it needs to be easy to do, right? It needs to be something that's streamlined. I have a Twitter account. I don't have a lot of followers.
It looks too hard. Quite easy. Yeah. Just depends if, you know, if you've got a lot of people that are interested in your channel that actually use it, might be worth considering.
Yeah.
They also do subscription basis, so people can subscribe. That way you can give, I suppose, like Discord or members.
Wasn't that the same as following, like on Twitter?
No, so you got followers and then subscription where they pay a monthly fee.
Okay.
And then you can give them special content that no one else can see.
Starting to sound like OnlyFans. Pictures of my feet.
I don't think it's going to be like that. Have a look at this chili.
This is one sexy chili.
Look at this chili.
Wait till I open it up.
No, I don't think so. Scrap that. All right. Stick to spaces. Anyone can join. But have a look at it.
I
see what you think.
I don't know why I had this thought a little while back, like starting up an OnlyFans just as a joke. It was like completely parody, no. But people would take it seriously. That's no. The problem.
Or chili chump on. No. No, we don't want that.
Oh, boy.
No, we don't want that. So what do we do with these noodles then? How do we cook them? Barbecue?
Right.
What's the story?
Well, we don't really eat noodles that often.
No, we don't.
I think it's just add boiling water.
I think are they in a cup? They're normally in a pot. No.
It's like the old 2 minute packet noodles. Oh, packet noodles.
Set, so you put them in a
boiling
water.
But yeah, I'm not sure we're coming to the end of an hour for the podcast. I mean, we could be talking for hours and hours and hours, but I know you're hungry and so am I. And those wings are.
And everyone falls asleep at an hour anyway.
Yeah,
I know I do.
Yeah, sorry, I was just checking that I was actually recording. Just been talking for an hour. It's great, great chatting with you. Anyway,
good to talk. Come back again next time and talk.
Yeah, let's do this again over the phone. Do you remember what you said? So actually, let's talk about the podcast for a sec. So we've got some decent viewers. We get new subscribers to the podcast quite often. I think
I'll be honest, I haven't listened to it.
No?
No, but
which one did you listen to?
No, I haven't listened to any of them.
You haven't you?
Well,
I listened to your voice.
I don't need to listen to it. I know what I said. I'm not learning anything if I listen to it.
We got some viewers, and I think people are getting the idea of what it is. You know, it's not an extension of my YouTube channel. But it kind of is.
I don't know anything about chilies.
you can be the everyman that asks the questions that everyone else is asking. But you know that's another point here with the podcast is, you know, guys, send me questions.
Last time we were together, we had a question.
Adrian said,
no, you got no questions
this week.
Not one.
Yeah, maybe everyone knows everything they need to know about me.
Probably all forgotten now because. Oh, we haven't done it for so long.
No, I did. I put a prompt up on a Discord if people have any questions. But I guess it's a tough one. I mean, we're still, what is it, the third episode? So it needs to get some traction. The thing is with podcasts, like I know how I am with podcasts. I listen to a few. I like to have a back catalog. I like to know that, you know, you aren't going to get halfway through, a series and suddenly, okay, guys, that's it. We're going to give this up now. But thanks for listening to these ones. Like, whoa, just getting into it.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it. And I think it's once we get some episodes under our belt that, we get a bit more following. But even if we don't, I mean, I still love doing this, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Gives me an excuse to, gives you an excuse to come visit.
Have a drink, visit. Well, I don't need an excuse. I always, I can do it if I just want to and can. I suppose time.
Time is the killer. Yeah. Hopefully you have more of that soon.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. No, I can't see it. Just a quick glance in my mind's eye on the diary. No, but we'll make it happen. Make it happen. It might be darker next time. Come a bit later, or
you'd have to come out on your motorbike. Yeah, you can always work from here. You know, work from home. Got that. Got that. You've got some 4G here, Steve.
Oh, you reminded me of that motorbike. I'll go to another practice session on Sunday.
So, when you get home, are you going to practice with your boys?
No, I'm just going to
you break that.
No, I'm not practicing. I'm practicing with the professionals on the days allotted, and that's it.
So Sunday, same place again?
Same place, yeah.
Okay.
So I shoot up, leave home at 5:30, get there, do that, come back.
Long day.
Tomorrow I'm cycling.
Why?
So I've got a challenge in September. Have I not told you about it?
No. I didn't know you're back cycling. I thought you had problems
with your knee. No. But with knee problems. We're doing a charity ride for Spinal Track. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No.
But I've done a lot of work with them where they have tetraplegics who...
What's that?
Well, they're paralyzed. They only have movement from here up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They can't, you know.
That's paraplegic is legs.
Yeah. Legs, well, they got used to their arms. I may be getting the terminology wrong.
Well, but I've never heard that.
They're wheelchair bound and,
okay.
And basically they wouldn't get a chance to ride, you know, to drive a car on a racetrack. But this charity Spinal Track gives them the opportunity to race a racing car around Silverstone.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's – yeah, and they need cars, they need fuel, they need all the sort of things that go with it. So, yeah, we just help raise funds for them.
Well, awesome.
And we'll see.
When is that?
Yeah, September the 6th. The event that we are going to – yeah, that which is 172 miles in – 2.5 days across the country, basically. It's called the Five Way of the Roses. Way of the, not the Five Roses, the Way of the Roses.
Okay.
Which is across the country. So there's some serious hills. So I'm doing, I could do a good 45 miles now, nonstop. And I've got it to 172 in 2.5 days. So yeah, it's going to be a challenge, but. Tomorrow I'm doing a bit more training, so we're going to go up.
Are you doing your training on your own?
No, with a couple of the guys that we're doing it with.
Okay.
So we're out in the hills in, where is it? Peak District.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful part of the world. But if you're on a bicycle, not so nice. The downhills will be all right, but the uphills.
Bit of a pain.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
Nah. Isn't the steepest hill in the country there?
Probably. Yeah. I'll find it tomorrow. Hard Knot Pass. That's tomorrow.
Which one? Hard Knot Pass.
Okay, I'll look out for that and avoid it.
I crashed my bike on that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
What do you mean crashed? Just fell over?
Yeah, I was in second gear going around a little bit of a U-bend and fell over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was paying too much attention to our friend that was along for the ride.
Oh, people following you.
Yeah, he was panicking because it was too steep for him. So I was looking back, and then I was in the wrong
gear. He was lucky it wasn't
on Caroline was on the back. She just hopped off. She's like, I ain't going any further. I'm like, well, I am. I'm going to get to the top of this because I know I can. This wasn't why I fell over because it was too steep. It was because I was
in the wrong gear. You were concentrating on the wrong thing.
So it was cut out. Mm-hmm. And when it cut out, what do you do?
Yeah, you're done.
Especially when the hill's like this. It was like a massive steep hill. So, yeah.
So I've got a couple of challenges, bicycle and motorbike. So anyway.
Don't know which one's the bigger one there. I think the bicycle maybe. Well, I think it'll all come back to you when you're back on the bike again.
At my age, it's like going back to school. It's not fun on the motorcycle.
You feel like a kid again.
Yeah, it's weird. Weird. Yeah, it's been some time.
Cool, man. Right. We need to go and cook some ramen noodles, get burnt. There'll be a video out on that soon. Well, actually, the video will probably be out before this podcast comes out. So have a look for that on YouTube if you're listening to this. And we've also got some chicken wings to do.
I'm looking forward to them.
Yeah.
Not so much noodles.
I haven't done lunch today. So
the wings, yes.
Yes.
But we'll have another one of these fine drinks of yours.
Fine, smooth drinks.
Yeah. Unleaded.
Thank you guys so much for listening from both Steve and myself, and look forward to making the next one and have you listen to that one as well.
Look forward to the next one. Cheers
everyone.